This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 5-1, entitled Getting the MGTOW / Masculist Word Out. Description. This flyer says that there is plenty of MGTOW / masculist content now, so that the next step can be taken, that is, getting the MGTOW / masculist word out to the general public. This flyer suggests things that MGTOW / masculist can do towards that end. Flyer itself. Getting the MGTOW / masculist word out. There is plenty of material / ideas on MGTOW / masculism now for men to go mainstream with, bringing these ideas and attitudes to the masses, to society in general, particularly to women and the gender politicians. I'll start with my own efforts and then give suggestions on how guys can influence their immediate friends and acquaintances on MGTOW / masculist ideas. If you have a look at my MGTOW-masculist-resource-flyers, you'll see there are about 50 of them already, now about 200. So plenty for people to read and absorb. I'm now starting to put up links to them on major MGTOW sites, starting with Thinking Ape, and later I'll do others, including feminist sites, to scare women into realizing that if they don't become FIPS, they will not get a man. I'm still sending out links to the journalists of the major newspapers in the US. I've done the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post so far. I can use WordPress features to see if people are hitting those files, and they are, several a day. So perhaps some of those readers are journalists. It only takes one to write a big story, and then usually the rest follow. That was my experience in the 80s. So, what can you guys do individually? Lots. Here are some suggestions. Tell your friends about the toxicity of the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts, and that nowadays only fools and ignorami marry. Tell them that about one married father in four in the US will get financially massacred by the divorce courts, which are deeply hostile to men. Divorced men will lose their kids, their house, pay child support and alimony to their fluffy ex-wives so these women can remain parasites on their ex-husband. If you're a high school or college student, then you can express your contempt towards your female colleagues who are studying fluffy crap, that is, non-math and non-science-based majors, such as psychology, philosophy, literature, languages, sociology, women's studies, history, arts, etc. Because by not studying FIP, financially independent person type majors, for example, the professions or the techs, these women will become fluffies themselves, and they expect to be able to parasite on some manslave, some robot male, whom she will expect to pay for her middle class house that she will raise her kids in. Put strong moral pressure on these fluffy crap students, telling them that the supply of robot male manslavable men is drying up currently in the US at about 30% and will probably drop to about 10% within a decade. Tell these fluffy crappers that they are destined to be manless, loveless, babyless and poor because no man will want them. The only interactions they will have with men will be of the penal kind, where men will use their holes and then dump them, because these men see such fluffies as a health and moral hazard and look down on them as immoral inferiors. Put powerful moral pressure on these women, your female acquaintances, to motivate them to become FIPS, especially at high school, where the initial real damage is done. Because once a young woman over 16 has chosen to study the soft option, that is fluffy crap, then she's locked into that option at university, and then probably for the rest of her life. Tell these fluffies that they are immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin to be wiped out by the masculists and MGTOWs. Make them feel the moral pressure. Spit at them. Sneer at them. Turn your nose up at them. You can give talks in your meetings and conversations. You can express your contempt for fluffies and the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts in your daily conversations with your friends and work colleagues. If some feminist work colleague harangues you with feminist attitudes, blow her away with really angry masker/MGTOW rhetoric. Tell her the fluffy feminists are indirectly wiping out the population, making them genocidal criminals because they've taken over the divorce courts and made marriage toxic for men, so that only a third of young men now in the US are prepared to marry and have kids. Really blast these fluffy feminists. Tell them they are the first category of female to be rejected by the maskless and MGTOWs. Tell them they will not get a man. Most of them are fat fours anyway, being a bit below average in looks and overweight, making them sexually repulsive to men. Such women are triply handicapped, because besides being fat fours, they're also feminazis regarding men, so make themselves utterly repulsive to men. 99.5% of women are heterosexual, so these fluffy feminists still need men sexually. So their rejection by males means not only are they rejected emotionally, but sexually as well. Many of these fat four feminazis are supremely sexually frustrated. They haven't had a penis in them for years. If you have friends slash acquaintances who are journalists, then try to influence them to do a piece on MGTOW/masculist ideas, which is in fact the most important story there is, because the marriage and paternity strike of the MGTOW/masculist is forcing the population to wipe out. What is more important than that? When you're at meetings and some woman makes some snide remark about men, then give her a similar snide masculist MGTOW remark about fluffy parasites and their extremely negative influence on the divorce courts and the population crash. Shut her up. Make her conscious that there's a real men's movement out there with teeth, which is punishing women for being fluffy parasites and has no tolerance at all for feminazi bitches who are the first to be rejected by males. Basically, get the MGTOW/masculist word out. Spread the ideas so that they become as familiar in the broader culture as our feminist ideas. Make women conscious that they just can't parasite on men anymore. Women have to be phips or they rot on the shelf to extinction and are socially and morally shunned. Put moral pressure on women so that they pull their financial and existential weight, not depending on men to solve their problems, but solving them themselves. Because women are expected by men and by society to be adults. Push women to grow up. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name de Garis Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.